Ahava and blessings. Welcome to this episode of Hold the Shekhinah. This podcast is here to support us and provide us with guidance and inspiration on our journey and our evolution, supporting us in integrating, embodying, remembering, and activating our soul essence. I am your host. My name is Aria. I am an ordained Magdalene priestess, a Reiki master, energy, and a sound healer. And happy new moon in Cancer. This new moon marks the beginning of the lunar cycle of Cancer, which is also known as the month of Tammuz in the spirituality that Yeshua and Mary Magdalene practiced. So it is a time of a lot of energy. There is a lot of light coming in to the planet, coming into your vessel. And the thing, so Cancer is one of the hardest months, traditionally, the way that it is seen. And it is seen as one of the hardest and harshest months because the veil is so thin. There is very little buffer, or think of it as a lens. So every lunar cycle, every sign provides a lens through which we can interpret our experience, through which we can receive energy, through which we can evolve as a soul. Now, Cancer, during this cycle, that lens is practically non-existent. And this makes it a very tough month, because if we haven't done our work, if we haven't taken the time to purify and to cleanse and to clear the way, to actually allow ourselves to truly receive the light, embody it, and take aligned action with that light. So if we're not one with our soul, if we haven't been cultivating and nourishing this relationship, not only with the soul, but with the divine, because the two are interconnected, then it can be a very challenging energy to work with. This new moon is happening at, let me see. This new moon happens on the 5th of July at 3:57 Pacific Standard Time, 6:57 Eastern, and 10:57 GMT, so in the UK. It is happening at 14 degrees of Cancer. So 14 is the number 5, and the number 5 in numerology represents the physical body. It represents movement. It represents action. It represents liberty, independence, self-mastery. It is all about taking actions towards your goals and objectives, knowing what you want and going for it. It is the five elements. It is the five senses. It is a number that is associated with the Sefirot of the Gevura. And Gevura is one of the Sefirots in the Tree of Life. And the Tree of Life is the template on which your physical body is based on. So it is your energetic template. And the Gevura is the Sefirot that is aligned, one of the Sefirots that corresponds to the throat chakra. So it is translated as severity. However, in my studies, and as I'm going deeper into Kabbalistic, Sophianic Kabbalistic astrology and the Kabbalah and the Sohar, which is a sacred book written in Aramaic, I am finding that that's really not the correct interpretation, because what it really means has more to do with rigor, with strength, with discipline, with commitment, and with judgment. And by judgment, I mean being able to exercise the discernment, to have the wisdom and discernment to take the appropriate action. So the way that the Tree of Life works is your energy body is constantly receiving information. It's constantly receiving infinite light. And this infinite light of the divine, of the Ein Sof, of Allah, God, Goddess, is streaming in through the Heter, into the Chochmah and the Bina, and then down from these top three, it goes down into the throat where it begins to be expressed in the physical, in your earthly reality. So if this light that is being channeled, that is being received, if this light is not nurtured, if this light, if you don't have the discipline, the commitment, the wisdom, because Chochmah is wisdom, that's one of the Sefirot's, understanding, that's Bina. If you do not have the capacity to channel this energy in a way that is in alignment with your soul's purpose, with your light, with the divine, then it's going to create chaos. It's going to create stuff you don't want to create. And unfortunately, this is how most of us have walked around or do walk around in our lives. We walk around unaware of just how powerfully we are receiving this light of creation and how powerfully we can manifest with that light, because we're unaware of our own patterns, we're unaware of our own karmas and traumas and limiting beliefs for the most part. And even if we are aware of them, sometimes we are unwilling to go deep and to do the work to clear the space for the light to be received in the best way possible. So this is what makes, part of what makes this month of this lunar cycle of Cancer, of Tammuz, so difficult. The fact that we are being confronted, in essence, with our own infinite potential, with our own ability to channel this light. And it really is comes down to the question of whether we want to do the work to channel it in the highest possible way. So there's a lot going on with this new moon. We have a conjunction between the sun and the moon, which is what the new moon is. This is when the dark moon happens. So it's always a time for new beginnings, new opportunities to seed your intentions. However, there is so much more to new moons. There's so much more healing, so much more transformation, so much more wisdom. There's a lot more than just, oh, let's just seed our intentions. So let's go deep. This moon is conjunct Venus. So it's at 14 degrees, and I explained what 14 is, the five, and what that numerology of that degree is. Venus is also at a 5 degree, but it's at 23 degrees. So Venus is going from duality, coming back into unity, and then expressing and birthing the Trinity. So Venus represents our love, fertility, creation, creativity, harmony, peace, but it also represents the Garden of Eden. It represents our original essence, our soul essence, which is that we are light, we are infinite, we are sparks of the divine expressing in this form. Venus also has to do with giving and receiving love, with how we utilize our resources, how we value, what are our values, how we value ourselves and one another. So self-worth comes into this. It's really, Venus is a beautiful energy. It's one of my favorite energies to work with. And when it is in conjunction with the sun and the moon, there is a huge opportunity for accessing this light of creation, this Garden of Eden, for reintegrating the Tree of Life template, which is our original template, into our physical experience. So the month of Tammuz is very powerful. Venus is showing you, between Venus, the sun, and the moon, we are being asked to take action that is in alignment with our soul essence. We are being asked to truly see, to truly receive, to truly accept that responsibility of shining, of receiving, shining, and sharing your light. It is that coming back into remembrance of your true essence, which is you are infinite. Every answer that you seek is within you. Everything that you need, you will find within. Seek and you will find the divine. You will find your oneness with your soul. But we have to be willing to take the time to go within. We have to be willing to stop allowing ourselves to be distracted by the nonsense and the bullshit. We go around our day-to-day rushed from here to there, overwhelmed, stressed out, focusing on what we need to do, our ever-expanding to-do list. We're so busy doing that we have forgotten that our essence is just to be. That is it. Everything else will get taken care of. The key is aligning with yourself first. Aligning with your heart. Aligning with your soul. Aligning with the divine. Taking the time to go within to receive that information, to purify and clear the waters of your creation, of your womb, because Cancer rules the womb, the uterus, the ovaries, the breasts, which is the expansion of the heart chakra. It rules the stomach. So Cancer has a lot, so much to do with our incarnation. Cancer is ruled by the moon, and the moon represents our soul incarnated in this physical body. So it's about not only our emotions, because the moon also rules our emotions, our intuition, but it's also about how we are expressing our soul experience, how we are choosing to express and share our light. Now, when it comes to Cancer, Cancers can be, I'm a Cancerian, in case you didn't know, so I'm very familiar with this energy. It's a very nurturing, maternal, loving, harmonious energy. It's a very, I will cut you if you hurt the people that I love energy. It is divine feminine, divine mother. It can be clingy if it's not expressed in its light. It can be moody and very manipulative. So if you know a Cancer that is like that, unfortunately that is a Cancer that has not done their work. In the light, in its true essence, it really is the energy of the Divine Mother. It is that energy of unconditional love. It's that energy of receptivity, of being open to receive the seeds from the divine. It's that light conception energy. And Cancers can be prone to, they are very intuitive, but if a Cancer has not done the work to purify themselves, their emotions, their mind, their body, their spirit, if they haven't done the work, their intuition is going to be off. Because you cannot, like, envision water. If the water is clear and the water has no waves and is like glass, then you can see all the way down into the bottom. However, if the water is turbulent and choppy and has sediment and all kinds of debris and sea moss and algae, doesn't matter how intuitive you are, you're not going to be able to see and perceive clearly. And therefore, you're not going to be able to take appropriate action to move yourself in alignment, in closer alignment with your soul and with the manifestation of your desires. So it's very important to purify, because this is what we have chosen. When we chose to incarnate in this world of duality, we knew we were going to have to do this work. We knew that this was part of us coming back into remembrance and coming back into oneness, into wholeness, into knowing our infinite power and channeling that infinite light energy. So balance and harmony are key for our Cancers. Cancers, seriously, and as a Cancerian who has, thankfully, I've been doing my I've been doing my spiritual work for so many years, and there's still more work to do. It's never an end, don't get me wrong. But I've gotten to the place where I can recognize my triggers, and I know what's triggering me. I'm able to verbalize and articulate what is triggering me, and therefore it doesn't hold and weigh on me the way that it would when I was unaware. I'm able to express, I'm being triggered in this moment by your action of doing this. This is how I'm feeling. I know this is me, so just give me a moment. Let me sort myself out. And that is a level of emotional maturity and clarity and intelligence that if the world cultivated this, we would be living in Eden. Eden would be manifest here on Earth. If every single person took complete and total ownership of their shit, did their work, and knew their triggers intimately. That way, those demons don't control you. You master them. And remember, back to the five, that this moon is at numerology of a five, self-mastery. So for a Cancer, for this energy, for working with this energy, it's important to cultivate and nourish these qualities of balance, of harmony, of emotional clarity, of emotional intelligence, of maturity, of knowing that we can't just run off hot, half-cocked, and expect the outcome to be in alignment with our goals. That's not the way it works. We must be able to look at ourselves completely honestly, unadorned, naked, so without like the trappings of who your family thinks you are and the projections of that, without the educational background, without the money in the bank, without the house or the car or the bullshit. You need to be able to look at yourself honestly, fully and completely, and move from there. Then you decide if you want to do the work, and if you don't, you don't. That's your choice. But Cancer is giving you the opportunity to transform on a fundamental level. Cancer is also lineage. So there's a lot of healing that is happening with this moon. Transformation, awakening, deep healing. There's the possibility for healing our ancestors, our family line, for bringing together that which has been in separation for so long. This is an opportunity for us to come back into unity in all parts of ourselves. So being able to receive is so important for a Cancer. Cancers are so good at giving. A Cancer will give you the shirt off of their back if they love you. A Cancer will give you the shirt off of their back and be like completely okay with it. But Cancer will also protect you and protect themselves because of their heart shell. So if a Cancer has been hurt because all they do is give, then that Cancer is going to be cold and hard. And you're not going to see that beautiful receptive energy of the Cancer, that beautiful harmony, that beautiful love, because you've been hurt and it's natural. This is normal. This is human nature. It's understanding the physiology and the psychology of how your emotions work, of how your emotions translate into chemical signals in your body that affect the way different organs and organ systems work in your body, because it's all interconnected. So for a Cancer, cultivating that emotional clarity, nourishing yourself, opening your heart, opening your heart to receive is important during this moon. We need to be able to receive and to know that when we are giving, we are also receiving. The two are not separate. These are not separate entities. Giving and receiving are part of the same one thing. So I mentioned our values. What are our values? This is what we're asking ourselves with the conjunction with Venus. What do we value? How are we giving and receiving love, attention, nurturing? How are we giving and receiving? How are we receiving that love ourselves, and how are we giving ourselves that love? And then there's the sun and the moon are in a sextile with Mars. So there's again that action, that momentum, that forward movement, that discipline. Because Mars in its higher octave is the spiritual warrior. So it is that energy that is fighting for the light, that is channeling its infinite energy in the direction of its highest good. Then there's the relationship to Saturn. There's a couple trines happening in sextiles to Saturn. So Saturn and the moon are completely interconnected. If you've listened to the episode where I speak about our intuition and I speak about the moon and our incarnation, the moon and Saturn are inextricably linked. And Saturn gets a bad rap completely unnecessarily. Saturn is an energy that is all about discipline. It's all about, are you doing the things you basically incarnated to do? And if you're not, Saturn's going to kick your ass. It's just what Saturn needs to do, because Saturn is that paternal energy, that divine masculine that is holding you accountable for what you said and you agreed to experience this lifetime. However, if you are expressing your light, if you are doing your work, if you are sharing your gift, if you are moving in the direction that is in alignment with your soul, Saturn loosens its grip. Saturn then blesses us with abundance, with fertility, with creation, with manifestation. Saturn is a very powerful energy to work with for manifestation. So Saturn is there to show us we don't just need the feminine. The feminine is wonderful. The feminine creates and expands and is flow and is abundance and fertility and creation and all of the sensuality and the pleasure of the feminine. However, that feminine energy, that light, needs to be channeled and directed in a way that does have some semblance of order, of structure, of discipline. If not, it's just going to be all over the place. So it makes sense that Saturn comes in, and Saturn is basically holding that container for us to, it's holding that container, creating the discipline and the structure for us to manifest with our light in the way that is in alignment with our highest good. So we come into our soul's mission. Are we choosing to live in alignment with our soul's mission? Are we taking the time to go within, to purify, to cleanse, to align, to choose the frequencies that we wish to manifest? What are we aligning to? This is also Saturn. And then there's the question of, are we taking action from an aligned? Are we taking aligned action from a heart-centered space of emotional clarity? Because this is what, when we go within, when we are in this void, because the dark moon, the new moon, is that void of infinite possibilities. There is basically, we can create anything we want. We can birth anything that we want. The question is, are we clear? Have we created and nurtured the container for us to manifest what we are calling in? And then there is Mercury being trine Neptune. So Neptune can represent illusion, deception, the unseen, the murky waters of the depths where, you know, you cannot see what you're doing, deeply in your deep intuition. However, Neptune also represents the soul that is unencumbered by the body. So Neptune represents your soul in its fullest expression. So in its expression that is one with the light. Completely unbothered by the 3D experience or 4D, whatever density we are now. Completely unbothered by the physical body. It's expansive. It's everywhere and everything. It's in that infinite oneness. Mercury is the messenger of the gods. We have the ability to communicate with our higher self, with our soul, and to receive the information, the insight on what is your soul's purpose. What did we come here to express, to create, to birth? But again, it reminds us, do not be distracted by the pettiness. Don't be distracted by the bullshit. Because all that surface, there are plenty of people that go about their lives and everything looks perfect. They supposedly have a happy marriage. They have kids. They have the house and the money in the bank and the cars and the whatever, the successful career. They're traveling. It's like social media. They present their best face in front of everyone, in front of the public. However, behind closed doors, they don't sleep in the same bed. They don't make love. They don't even love each other, aren't even loving towards each other. They don't even communicate. Yeah, sure, they have the trappings of success and of happiness, but it's a lie. It's all illusions and deceptions and mirrors. It's a house of mirrors. It's a fun house. So we have the ability to go deeper now because Cancer is a deep sign. So my Cancer, I'm a Cancer sun at 0 degrees. So I'm as Cancer as, I'm so Cancer, I don't even know how to explain it. But it's very interesting because zero can go both ways. And by both ways, I mean, zero can express the infinite light of Cancer or the infinite darkness of Cancer. Either or. That's a 0 degree, because a 0 is a critical degree. And having expressed my dark Cancer air on this earth plane, and having evolved beyond that, it's definitely not an energy that I wish to revisit, because I'm like, oh, I've already seen that. That's just a bucket full of just trouble, all kinds of trouble, and not the good kind of trouble, just like chaos and all kinds of trouble. And I'm like, no, we've done that. I prefer the more evolved and evolving, because never ends. The progress and the evolution of the soul doesn't end. I prefer that aspect to the aspect of myself that I was, because, oh, love that girl, so appreciative for that girl, but my God, I was a hot mess. So I am incredibly deep. I hate surface shit. I hate small talk. I hate bullshit. Like if I see that someone's fake, I hate it, because I'm just like, oh, really? Just show me who you are, then at least I know what to do with the energy. If you don't show me who you are, then I can't work with this. And so I peace out. And I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. But to add to my intensity, because Cancer goes deep and Cancer is intense, my moon is in conjunction, like I think like within a 3-degree orb of Pluto. So if you wish to plumb the depths and the mysteries of the feminine, I'm the one to do it with, because I am all about going deep. And once I'm down there, I want to go further. Like, let's go, like all the way. Like, I want to explore to the depths until I'm all the way back at the cosmic womb, the void of creation. So we have this ability during this moon to go into the depths, to truly explore the mysteries. And through that exploration, experience deep healing and transformation. We have the ability to advance by leaps and bounds now. Because when the light is coming in so strongly and we're doing our work, we can transmute lifetimes of stuff and clear lifetimes of karma and patterns and stuck energy and complete cycles. Because Cancer was created by Het, the Aramaic letter Het, and the moon was created by Tav. The Aramaic letter Tav is all about the completion of cycles. So we can close cycles, we can end chapters, we can begin new chapters that are more in alignment with our soul, with our light, with our expression during this moon. If we choose it, of course, because we have free will. If we are willing to truly see and receive, to do the work, to purify the body and the mind and the spirit, and to align with and receive and nourish the true seeds of creation, the seeds of our light. What are we choosing to nurture? How are we nurturing and nourishing these seeds? Take care of your body. This is the sacred vessel that you chose to incarnate in to express your soul's purpose. To remember your infinite self. It's time to connect with the womb space. It's time to let go. Begin the work of liberating the karmas and the traumas, because we have so much stuck energy in our womb space. So much murkiness, so much patterns and cycles that have not been yet completed. And then there's the stuff that we took on from our lovers, that if we haven't done the work to clear our womb space, it's still there. So you're creating with that nonsense. So how are we connecting? We go within. We start releasing the chains of guilt, of shame, of blame, of judgment. Coming to know ourselves as that infinite self, as that oneness, as that expression of the divine. And when we connect with our womb space, we have to ask ourselves, where are we allowing ourselves to remain veiled, ignorant, and chained to the past? Because Cancer loves to cling. Cancerian energy loves to cling to the past. They're all about daydreams and thinking about the past, and then sometimes thinking about the worst case scenario. Very Cancerian. So how do we move beyond that? Because Cancer clinging to the past is not the highest expression of Cancer. So we must nurture and cultivate trust. We must learn to surrender. We must learn, and this trust that I speak of is trust in the divine. Trust in your infinite self. We must trust and allow. And what are we allowing? We're allowing ourselves to receive. We're allowing ourselves to receive that infinite light, to embody it, incarnate it, to allow it to channel it into all those spaces within us that need clearing, that need healing, that need activating, that need purification. And this is how we are seeding and creating our reality. Because we are always co-creating our experience. It's just a matter of whether we are doing it consciously or unconsciously. If we are actively choosing what we are aligning with and how we are expressing this alignment. This moon is deep. This moon is so deep, and it's one of my favorite moons. Let's see if I forgot anything. So Het, I do want to mention this. This is why Cancer represents the womb and the divine feminine. Het created Cancer, and Het means the womb. It means life. So we really are receiving the energy of life. And this this energy can give us deep spiritual insight, spiritual judgment, deep intuition. It's that union of the masculine and the feminine. I know that Cancer is a feminine sign, but it's that feminine side that is in complete union. The masculine and the feminine is one. Because Het is created by the Vav and the Zayin. So, unity, oneness, knowing we are infinite. We are one with the divine. And Tav created the moon. And it's all about truth. And as I mentioned, the completion of cycles, reciprocity. It allows us the access to our multidimensional selves and reminds us that we are here to be of service. And the teaching is that we have everything we need within, which is how I began this. Everything that we need is within, and it all stems from our reconnection to our soul and to the divine. And that learning how to properly channel the divine energies that are a part of us. So I mentioned nourishing your body. I mentioned working on your clarity, working on your emotions, like truly honing your emotional intelligence, because that is going to deepen your intuition and your ability to receive and accurately interpret and accurate and effectively take action. Take care of your body. Nourish your body with grounding and nourishing foods, with cleansing foods, with foods that make you feel alive, with foods that nurture and nourish. Like, I don't know if any of you are still eating processed food, but oh my God, I would totally get away from that. Because it's not real food. It's not real nourishment. Meditate. Go out for walks in nature. Connect with your womb space. And men have an energetic womb space, so it's not, this isn't just the feminine embodiment situation. Connect with the earth, connect with the divine, connect with your soul. Create, even if it's 3 to 5 minutes in the morning, create a ritual around honoring your incarnation, around receiving the light, just breathing deeply, connecting with your breath. Feeling the infinite light of creation that is within you and all around you, because on the other side of your breath is the Shekhinah, is the Divine Feminine Presence. So connect with that and ask yourself, ask, how can I be of service? How can I be more in alignment with my truth, with my soul, with my purpose? How can I surrender my ego and all of the cycles and karma and trauma that comes with that ego? How do I free myself from this and embody more of my light? Nourish and love yourself. Cultivate that love and that expansion of the heart, that allowing yourself to receive love. Whether it is a compliment, whether it is a hug, allow yourself to receive love. Allow yourself to expand in love. And let go. Let go of the judgment. Let go of the shame. Let go of the guilt. And this may take work. It's not as easy as like saying, I let go of this. But take the time to stop. When you feel yourself triggered, stop and ask yourself, what is this showing me? Where do I feel this in my body? And ask if it's yours or someone else's, because it might be a family situation. It might be a generational thing. It might be a societal thing that all of a sudden you've taken on and isn't really yours. And then ask your spirit guides, ask your angels to support you in clearing whatever it is that you need to clear, purifying whatever it is that you need to purify within. Because when you ask, you will receive. You will receive the insight. You will receive the support and the help. Because the Divine Mother, Father, God, Goddess, Alaha, is you. It's that frequency of love is always with you. That frequency of unconditional creation, love, expansion, beauty, harmony, that source of creation is within you. So there's a lot going on this month. And it's really presenting us with a beautiful portal to go into consciously and to allow us to come into deeper alignment with our soul, with our infinite selves, with the divine. So take the time to receive, take the time to align, take the time to trust and surrender and allow. I hope that you have a blessed new moon. Truly recognize what these energies and frequencies can do for you. Align with them and see what happens. Because your life can transform instantly when you choose to be aware and conscious. And you begin to consciously choose what you will align with. So if you enjoyed this, of course, give this a thumbs up, like this, subscribe, follow, all the things, comment, share. Sharing is caring. And Cancer loves to share. Cancer also will feed you to death. So if you know Cancers and Taurus, and my rising is Taurus, Cancers and Taurus love food, love good food, love good company, love to be around friends. So nurture and nourish yourself in all ways. Know that everything is nourishing you, whether it is a television show, a book, a sound healing meditation, which we have coming up. Everything is nurturing you. Your words are nurturing you. So be very mindful of your thoughts and your words. Don't forget to tune in to the companion sound activation for this Cancer new moon. I'm sure it's going to be beautiful and very powerful and deep. Probably going to be working with the Pleiadian and Hathor frequencies because they've been coming in a lot. These are frequencies of healing. Oh, and I do want to mention, so this Sun, Moon, Venus conjunction, Sun, Moon is also in conjunction with Sirius. And the star system of Sirius is our spiritual sun. So we truly have the opportunity to receive deep spiritual insight and to align with our spiritual center. So have a blessed new moon, Ahava, and I will see you next time. And one more thing, don't forget to follow me on social media. You can find me on YouTube, Aria Lara, or you can follow me on Instagram, at AURIALARA, or at Hold, HOLD, the THE, Shahina, SHEKINAH. I will see you next time, my loves. Ahava.